This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynmark Sharitz Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. DBKL are scrapping public hearings for any projects approved under the KL Development Plan 2020 and 2040, so they won't be subject to Rule 5 of the Federal Territory Planning Act, which allows for public participation in planning and development control by the government. Now, we're actually asking you, if you participate in public hearings, be sure to tell us why. That's a poll running on the BFM Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. So be sure to weigh in and give us your opinions. Now, Federal Territories Minister Khalid Abdul Samad has said that instead, developers have to present their social impact assessments and traffic impact assessment reports to residents after a development has been approved.
Yeah, so, looking at this, there will still be a public hearing if a proposed development runs contrary to the upcoming development plan. So, all this is because previously Rule 5 was followed because there was no gas plan in place. So KL Plan 2020 was only approved with the appointment of the new government. At the moment, public hearing sessions are being held. These will be used as guideline when drafting the plan. But once the plans goes through, there won't be a need for public hearing sessions because they were done before it was gazetted.
So essentially, it's just different procedure for developments made in the absence of a gazetted plan and ones made under it.
That's right.
Now, to get more insight into this issue, BFM spoke to Derek Fernandez, lawyer and Petaling Jaya City Councillor, and he told us about the effectiveness of these public hearings in the past.
For a long time now, the Rule 5 hearings conducted in DBKL were, in short, a sham. And the reason why was because often residents, when they read a notice in the paper saying that there is a particular application to increase the development intensity on the neighboring land, and some of them go quite high, they request for certain basic documentation, such as, has a traffic impact assessment been done? Can we have a look at it? Whether there's a development impact proposal report, which is a report that states how this development will affect the surrounding area, so that they are in an informed position when they go to object. And for a long time now, DBKL refused to give them these documentation. The second is, there's often cases where conflict of interest is involved. There have been instances where the landowner may not even be DBKL. It may be a company, for instance, like Yayasan Wilayah Perketuan, where the Federal Territory Minister and the mayor sat on those committees. And so when an application for a development order is made, DBKL is chairing the meeting. When the controlling person, that is the mayor, and in fact his boss, the minister, are sitting on the board of the very company who is the landowner in the development application. So there have been cases like that, and I think one case ended up in court.
He then gave us his view on the argument for doing away with public hearings, even if it's only for plans that align with KL City Plan, as an attempt to save time and resources.
There's no rationale to justify it. I do not say this is what the law says. You can just change the Rule 5 tomorrow if you want to say all applications, let's have public hearing, let's let the public participate. I mean, you don't have to agree with the public, but you have to give them a chance to participate. You can just change this.
And that was Derek Fernandez, lawyer and Petaling Jaya City Councillor. Now, we are running a poll, guys. We're asking, do you participate in public hearings? You've got a wide array of choices on how to answer. You've got yes and no. So be sure to tell us why if you do vote. What about you guys? So Sharitz and Xiaoning, do you participate in public hearings in your constituencies?
In my area, there hasn't been a public hearing, but I have attended meetings with the MP to discuss certain issues like noise pollution, bad parking, traffic congestion. And I think these are opportunities for the public to engage with authorities and public figures. And I don't see why we should stop.
Yeah. So I've never attended a public hearing per se, but I have been involved with my community sort of platform where they do gather thoughts and, say of our community. Mm-hmm. And we are very active, and we have spoken in the past against, development that's happening within our area. But sad to say, though, despite those public hearings, despite the voices that we have put forward, I mean, a lot of the times it has not been sort of adhered to, or, they don't really, it's not being taken heed.
Exactly. In my neighborhood, for example, one issue that we have is we have suddenly so many kindergartens, right? And I think DBKL has some rules with regards to kindergartens. For example, you're not supposed to have a kindergarten in a dead end. Mm-hmm. Many people don't realize that. But yet, there are kindergartens with dead ends in my neighborhood. And we bring it up to DBKL, and amazingly, nothing is done. So I would like these forums to continue, because otherwise, where do our complaints go?
But I guess there is the argument here to be made for efficiency as well, right? Because if you spend a lot of time engaging with the public, is that time being taken away from the implementation or actually smoothing out actual problems or in putting forward or moving forward with the gazetted plans?
I mean, we're not asking for a daily meeting with DBKL, but I think considering that they are our authorities for KL, they can set aside quarterly meetings, for example, to meet up with residents which have pressing issues. And of course, in the first place, residents' associations usually write in, or NGOs write in with the complaints initially, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important to empower residents as well, because, you know, they are the main stakeholder over here. It is their neighborhood, and it is their right to have a say as to how lifestyle should be, you know, how lifestyle should be created within that space. And a lot of the times, because it's been disregarded, new development takes place. It does not take into consideration. It's a bit of a misfit a lot of the times that we see, as it causes disruption, as you say, things like traffic jams and so forth. And some people just find that, hey, look, it's not necessary to have such development, some of this new development that's been taking place, very organic and not systematic.
But okay, but when you argue that something is not necessary for a particular community in that particular given time, could the argument also be made that maybe we're looking forward into the future, right? Because for example, the development plans 2020 and 2040, they're aiming to make KL what they call a world-class city. So you're looking at, there are other issues at play here as well, they're trying to predict what the community may need in 20 years down the line. And I guess that's one of the things that also needs to be taken into consideration for me personally when we're discussing these kinds of city plans.
But a city evolves, right? Just because you've made a plan for 2020 doesn't mean that you have to stick to it for life. Things change, a neighborhood changes, a community changes, issues become suddenly arise. For example, in my neighborhood, we have pubs just opening all the time and flouting opening hours. So what do? We don't have a forum, or we don't have a platform to have these discussions about development in the commercial area of the neighbourhood.
But there are also, so aside from the public hearings, there are still other ways to reach DBKL, aren't there? Because, you know, as you mentioned, writing in residents' associations, reaching out to DBKL on a local council level.
To credit to DBKL, actually, they have a WhatsApp. Okay, and I have actually WhatsApp in my complaints.
Right.
And on a Sunday, because there were some houses that did renovation works which they weren't allowed to, and they responded, and the renovation stopped. So kudos to DBKL for having such ways that we can write in immediately and they react.
Yeah, okay. You know, but just to add on to that, right? I mean, when you speak about what we may need, I think that's when, again, community will not stop talking about whatever development is taking in place. That's taking place in their area. And if, you know, it's not that you could see that, you know, if it goes against the KL master plan, then you have a right to say, because especially when it talks about plot ratio, and that's when all this developer would have to engage the community. But even before that, designing it, for example, we're talking about we don't have enough parks. I mean, if they want parks, I mean, where do they go? I mean, if it's not in the plan, how do you make a request, for an example?
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know what you think. You've still got half an hour left on the poll. We're asking you, do you participate in public hearings? So be sure to vote and tell us why. We're coming up on the 7:30 news. And after that, we have more international stories for you. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.